Welcome back to the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show. Your questions, our answers. It's that time of the show. You want to submit your question, you can do it by giving us a call, 1-800-927-SHOW. That's 1-800-927-SHOW. Or if you'd much rather submit it via electronic mail, you can do that emailing us at gardentalkradio@gmail.com. Electronic mail, that's what it's called, Holly.
I know that's what it's called. I just don't
You didn't think this country boy knew what electronic mail was, huh?
I just haven't heard anybody say that for a long, long time.
Gardentalkradio@gmail.com is that electronic mail address. We got a number of questions that come in. We'll see how many we can make it through to the top of the hour. Holly, let's start with this one. What crops grow good in very rocky soil?
Well, there's a number of crops, which you're in luck for. Herbs like rocky soil, and also...
Now, we're not talking shallots. Like a rock road here, but we've experienced rocky soil in our garden.
I think shallots like rocky soil, too, if I remember right.
They don't... I mean, because they kind of grow above. They don't actually grow in.
Yeah, so shallots you could get away with, too. Butterfly weed, coneflower, oxeye daisy, verbena rose... Black-eyed Susan, succulent plants. Oh, yeah, I think I knew that about the succulents. Small trees and shrubs. Most vegetables do fine in rocky soil with the exception of root crops. So you can do tomatoes, peppers, all that stuff. But you may, if your soil is rocky, you may want to consider adding some compost to it. That would be a good idea if you're going to be growing it for a while.
All right, so that should help you out there. Let's see here. Planting shallots. I missed the opportunity to plant them last fall. Do they have to be planted in the fall, or can they be planted in the spring? Do they need that cold hours, or are they fine right now if I put them in the ground?
Yeah, you can plant them right now. You can plant them as soon as the soil can be worked. We put our shallots in a month ago?
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems like forever ago. So, yeah, as soon as the soil can be worked, you can plant them. So spring planting is fine. So Amy writes, I have pole beans that I left in the trellis last year. They dried, but I never brought them indoors. Are they good? Can I plant them?
Yeah, you can plant them. Go ahead and take them. If they were dried on the actual trellis or on the plant, for that matter, they're still in the shell, in the casing, and they look healthy. They're not plumped up or, you know, bulked up, swelled up. Go ahead and put them in the ground. In nature, they will fall. Tomatoes do this. They fall. They set there. They overwinter and they grow. So go ahead and use them.
Yep. So another question is, I have a neighbor down the street that has horses, has a sign up front that says free horse manure, and I've been tempted to pick it up and put the horse manure in my garden, but I'm not sure if I can use it fresh or I have to wait a couple of years for it to age. What should I do? Also, is there a difference between horse manure and cow manure?
Horse manure, cow manure, both will burn your garden and your plants if it is not properly broke down. You need to allow it to age. Well-aged manure, allow it to overwinter. Or if you can put in a pile and it'll take a couple of months, it takes about 3 or 4 months in order to break down to a compostable form, which you can use on your garden and feed your plants. However, now, you want to be careful and know what the horses or, in other instances, cows were fed in the grass realm, because there are persistent herbicides that farmers use that when the cow eats the grass, it kills everything but the grass. So they bale up the grass, feed it to the horse or cow. They process it. The animal kicks it out the back end. It turns into manure. You pick it up. You turn it into compost. That herbicide is so persistent that it's still active, and it will kill or greatly damage your broadleaf plants, your peppers, your eggplants, your potatoes, your tomatoes. And it can take many, many years to remitigate the soil by natural means in order to detoxify basically the soil in which you're growing in. If you want to learn more about this, you can go to Growing a Greener World or just type in killer compost in your search engine. Joe Lample has this all. He's documented this in an episode. He did this. So we're warning you because it can happen.
Right.
All right, Ollie. Is kelp or seaweed good for the garden?
Well, first of all, seaweed collection for personal use in small quantities does not require a license. You do want to check your area.
Yeah, in most places, or do it at night.
Or do it at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't hear that from us.
Or on a cold day where there might not be any people around. But you can put kelp or seaweed into a bucket or a large glass container, jar, what have you. Fill it with water. You leave this in the sun covered for a few days, and you make this seaweed tea. And it's a great foliar spray to deter insect pests, or you can apply directly to the soil and around the seedlings. Seaweed contains useful amounts of iodine, copper, iron, potassium, manganese, phosphorus, and zinc. If you are concerned about salt, seaweed can be spread out over the driveway and rinsed with a hose.
We have copper in there, which raised beds is treated with copper, so it is an element. So a lot of people, a lot of controversy, should I have raised beds treated or untreated? If you don't want it treated, get pine, use Timber Pro Coatings UV internal wood stabilizer. If it's treated, it, you know, very little leaching, if anything, will happen.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.